Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because we have a car that could be deadlier than the Ford Pinto. Who knew? Please don't forget to hit the like button, subscribe to the channel. And today we have a sponsor, Giant Mining, and their ticker symbol is BFGFF. And I'll talk about them a little later. But let's get right into it. The Ford Pinto was a staple of the 70s. And this car was a subcompact mini little car. My brother even owned one of these. And then there was a TV show called 2020. And 2020 did a expose on this car where if the car was rear-ended at even low speeds, 5, 8 miles an hour, it could cause a fire. Horrible. And the reason for this was there were protruding bolts that were in the back of the car during the manufacturing process that if you hit the car just right, it would pierce the gas tank and spew gas all over. People died. It was horrific. And Ford knew about this. And what did they do? Well, they elected, you know what? We're not going to fix it right away, which is crazy when you think about this. They just sat there and said they're not going to do it. And then they finally had to do it because of the litigation. Now, flash forward to today, and it's funny, my brother had one of those cars, and we used to sit, he'd ride in back. He used to punish me and make me ride in the back of the car. It's funny now, but it was horrible then because he was a horrible big brother at times. But anyways, he's watching right now, so he's gonna call me, instantly call me right now. Anyways, flash forward to today. What is the deadliest car on the road today that they say? The Tesla Cybertruck. It is the new Ford Pinto. Dr. Marvin sent me a great article from Autotech, and they're just ripping on this car, talking about how it is just a tank. But, think about this, 'cause this is kind of wild when you hear stats like this, because all I do is memorize stuff, and you guys know that. This car never had road testing. They did not send it out to the National Highway Traffic Safety Association to be road tested and crashed and done all the things that we see other cars do. Now, they did that with the Pinto too. So, needless to say, nobody really caught that. But you've seen the videos where they put the crash test dummies in the car and they crash the cars. Now, the interesting thing about this, they never did that with the Cybertruck. The Cybertruck, they've sold thousands of these cars. And they have no crumple zones that they know of. Now, are they safe? Some people say that they're incredibly safe and they're like driving a tank. Others say that they are not safe at all. So it's kind of crazy, guys, when you think about this, because you're seeing all these people that are driving these vehicles. We don't have sales figures. How many Cybertrucks have been sold? We don't know the actual number. There's a myriad of things that you can find. It's about this, it's about that. We don't have the figures, and Tesla doesn't have to release it like Ford and GM and other auto companies do. Isn't that wild to think about? So I love Elon lately, and he is a hero of mine when it comes to the fraud and everything that he's been exposing. But man, oh man, is this just we hate this guy today, so this is what we're doing, or is this a serious problem? Let me know. But again, all the different things that we have to go through with a regular vehicle, they don't have to go through. Europe has said that they will impound these cars and they want to get them banned on European roads because they're so unsafe. Is that the case, guys? That is wild to think about that they want to get rid of this car like this. So let me know what you think about that. The next thing is something called Super Bowl flu. The Super Bowl flu is when you have adults, more men than women too, which I thought was kind of funny, that are such booze hounds that they go out and they can't sit on a Sunday and watch a game without getting completely annihilated. And then the next day, they don't go to work because they've been so drunk and so over the top. Isn't that wild to think about? Okay, so Super Bowl flu. What does the Super Bowl flu cost us? $3 billion a year in loss of productivity and loss of workers showing up at their jobs. That's wild to think about, guys. Again, what are you going to do? You're gonna get Super Bowl flu? I mean, come on, guys. It's funny. My son called me today talking about people that drink too much, and wow, as a server, Dad, I really see people hit it hard. And, you know, we got to start cutting them off at some point. And here you've got this kid in his mid-20s. Hey, sir, you sure you want to do this? Well, the problem with the Super Bowl, and I was invited to see Blake Shelton on Friday night, which was a great show, and I'm not a country guy at all. Fantastic show. And with that being said, I got invited to a Super Bowl party here at Caesar's Palace. So, interesting. But again, you know, guys, I don't drink, rarely. You know what I mean? I'll toast with you. Yo, you want to buy me a beer? Sure, you got it, okay? But to drink so much that you're not going to be able to work, that's kind of funny, guys. What do you think? Are you going to suffer from Super Bowl flu? I'm calling in sick, baby. I'm going home. So what do you guys call it? Let's talk about our sponsor, Giant Mining. Their ticker symbol is BFGFF, and you should do your own due diligence when researching these companies that I talk about. But here's something that's very interesting right now. And that is, you know, when you think about companies that are going to benefit from Drill Baby Drill, this is one of them. Now, when we think about Drill Baby Drill, all of us think about is the oil in the ground. No, guys. This goes to mining. And Giant Mining was a company that really was affected by the Biden administration. They were, you know, they were worth $100 million at one point, and now their value dropped down to $8 million. And the reason for that was they put all these different restrictions on mining and made it very, very difficult for them to compete. Well, the Congress went in November and started to pass laws about protecting our homeland with mining and with making sure that we had proper resources. BFGFF, Giant Mining, is one of these companies that's going to benefit from this because, number one, the tariffs that were announced are destroying companies right now. And they are doing a lot of damage to companies outside the United States. And they're talking about how expensive things are going to be. This company has no tariffs because the mine is located in the Mahuba District in Nevada, where I'm standing right now. And the advantage to this is that you're going to have companies that are going to benefit from this. And with all the regulations that have been lifted, you have a mine that is incredibly cheap. The stock is you know, under 50 cents a share. It is crazy right now how the value has dropped. But they have all these great results from their last test from late 2024, and the company is doing amazing. They have no debt. They have lots of cash. And the advantage to this is that they have a mine that mainly is copper, but it also has gold and silver to it. As we move forward in an industrial world, you have to look at AI first of all. AI is the most important thing that's happening right now in business right now. It is revolutionizing everything. But without copper, we have nothing right now. So copper mining is incredibly important. And Giant Mining is going to be in the forefront of this because they have results that are fantastic. They've got an experienced management team. Take a look at BFGFF, the ticker symbol. And again, guys, when you look at things like this, look at the whole picture. The whole picture is mining, all the industrial usage. They're not going to get rid of electric cars, guys. They're not going to get rid of the manufacturing. They want to bring it home. So if you want something local, you want something inexpensive, you want something that's different, take a look at Giant Mining. Great management team. Donald Trump has said that they're going to do a lot of things when it comes to the drill baby drill and bring stuff home. This company's going to benefit from this. Let me know what you think, but check out Giant Mining today. Now, a few more things in the news that are funny, and we're starting to hear about more egg heists. In Seattle, there's a cafe, Luna Park Cafe, that in the early hours of Wednesday of this past week, they had 500 eggs stolen. Robbery. Let's steal some eggs. Now, were they stolen from a rival restaurant? Who took 500 eggs? Eggs, guys, eggs. Crazy. So we're starting to see a lot of problems. There was another 2 million donut products recalled nationwide for a listeria outbreak for by the FDA, which is crazy. So 60 different donut products, and it's a class 2 recall. You can't die, but you'll, you know, be uncomfortable in the bathroom. It says that in there. Next thing is Home Depot. Home Depot's recalling 20,000 lawnmowers in Canada because of shrapnel and things that can fly off. So your lawnmower could be deadly. And again, guys, do people pay attention to this stuff? Yeah. And if you bought one of these lawnmowers, look at the article below, then you can go out and you can get an immediate refund. Now, we're starting to see major layoffs in the retail store industries of grocery. Okay, Walmart is getting rid of hundreds of its managers because they're cutting back in the stores. So you're seeing these people that are being offered buyouts, and they're getting rid of these people left and right. The Safeway stores and the Albertsons stores, same thing. They're laying off hundreds of stores because they think they're going to start closing stores because the Kroger Albertsons merger didn't happen. Again, guys, was anybody thinking that that was a done deal and we were going to not have a problem with that? I just think that the environment, the old environment from an old administration when it came to business, how they didn't want it. You know, if you make the argument that having this giant store chain is going to benefit all of us, what's wrong with that? Oh no, prices are going to go up and we can't do this. Think about this. Spirit Airlines wanted to merge with JetBlue, and they're both struggling right now. JetBlue's doing much better than Spirit is, but Spirit is hanging on a thread and losing millions of dollars a week right now, which is crazy to think about. So the next one is TGI Fridays. TGI Fridays is basically a shell of what it once was, and there's literally, with all the closures, there's only right now, they say, 120 locations. I have not eaten there in a very long time. But again, I'll never forget, I had a business meeting with a guy about 2 years ago, and we're sitting in there, and he's like, I'm a vegan, I can't eat anything on this menu, nothing. And he had to eat a certain way because of his health reasons and cholesterol in his heart and things like that. And I'm like, wow, there's nothing on this menu that you could physically eat. Nope, not one thing. Isn't that wild to think about? So needless to say, restaurants like that are going out of business. So let me know. When was the last time you were at TGI Fridays? I'm going to end this video with these last couple things. First things first, we're starting to get videos in from people that got their prizes from the Christmas and New Year's. Some people said, Dan, I'm not doing a video, but I just want to thank you for my gold piece. And we'll share these on the email this coming week. And then I'll share them here on the main channel. So thank you guys, one and all. I'm so glad we could do that. And I'm glad people are getting those. And final story. Never underestimate how kooky people are. Kookaburra Festival. Remember a year ago, I talked about a guy who made a canine suit so he could be a dog and he could live a dog's life for, it was 12,000 pounds, which is about $14,000 of money that this guy made a dog suit. And it looks like a dog. It looks like some, you know, furry dog. Well, he started setting up his own zoo so that humans can go hang out and become any animal that you want. Okay, I think they called it a furry party. Anyways, look that up. But needless to say, I'm not going to get invited to your furry party anytime soon. But could you imagine a zoo where humans dress up as animals and hang out with each other? Okay? And again, you have weird friends? No, not like Toko. That's what this guy, he wants to be called Toko. So Toko's kind of kookaburra-ish. Hit the like button, subscribe to the channel. Please check out our sponsor today. And email me at hello@iallegedly.com, and I will see you guys very soon.